Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin, as we continue here in the jam-packed dafim of Lulav HaGazel, and we are now that we have finished all the four Mishnayos relating to the psulim of each of the Dalet Minim, as we spoke about that it is all one big fat mitzvah, four parts to the mitzvah, but mitzvah achas. Today we start discussing the actual Maisa HaMitzvah of Netilas Lulav. Today the first mission we deal with is how do I bind all these Minim together? And with what do I bind the Minim together? So the next mission will be when do I do the mitzvah? When do I shake? How do I shake? This is all about the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. So again, the Mishnah said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only are allowed to bind the lulav with mino, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, only with something of its type, like the lulav edges that we use. Rabbi Meir says no, anything, even afilu bechut mimashicha, afilu a string, even a string, anything one wants. Rabbi Meir says that Anshi Yerushalayim used to walk around with golden fibers, golden strings, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, underneath they had mino, so that is not. That is not a riot. And again, this is obviously connected to the other machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which is Rabbi Meir, and that is in terms of Lulav Tzarach Eged, as the Gemara has connected. Lulav Tzarach Eged, and therefore you can't put another min in there, or else, as the Gemara is going to say, or else it would be a problem of Bal Tosef. Amar Rava. Says Rava, Afilu Basiv, Afilu Beikor Dedikla. Rava says, when Rabbi Yehuda requires mino, it does not have to mean the part of the Lulav that is above that we use as dal and minim. But even the siv and ikra, even the shoots on and the ikra de dikla, the roots of the low down at the bottom of the palm tree, that also can be used. That's also called mino. V'yama Rava my time of Rabbi Yehuda, as we just described. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that is limited? K'savar lulav zorach eged, v'yamaisi mini achrina, havachamisha mini. And if you bring an extra min, then it will be five, and that will be the Isser of Bal Tosef. Keep in mind the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban that we mentioned last week about Bal Tosef. All the examples that Chazal give and that Rashi gives Al HaTorah there in Sefer Dvarim are examples where I add on to a pre-existing mitzvah. That's where I add on an extra parsha in the tefillin. I add on, the Chazal say, if I sleep in the sukkah, an extra night l'shem mitzvah. Any of those an additional. And here too, I add on an extra min. That's an example. The Ramban, in his commentary in Dvarim, says that Bal Tosef could also be violated if you make up a mitzvah. Even if you just don't add on, bada mitzvah milibo. If I create a new mitzvah that is not connected. Right, those two ideas, that might be a machlokes about how to understand Bal Tosef. Hosafas mitzvah or hosafa al ha-mitzvah. And remember, we also discussed Bal Tigra being the opposite way. Does that have to be connected to a mitzvah? What if I'm not doing a mitzvah at all? Could I still violate Bal Tigra? So that is, again, machlokas in the achronim. Okay, so that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the lulav tzarach eged, and therefore I cannot have another min in the binding. If lulav did not require eged, so then sounds like, according to the Chachamim, you would not require, the eged is not significant then, it's not really part, l'chanchilo you need it, but it's not part of the chefsa shel mitzvah, and if you don't have it in mind to be part of your dal and minim, so then it's not a problem. Not a problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's more of automatic. Because lulav tzarach eged, that the eged is part of the chefsa shel mitzvah, and you are taking l'shem mitzvah, five minim. But according to the Chachamim, the lulav ein sarach eged, so yes, lechatchila lulav sarach eged, but it doesn't have the same chefsa shel mitzvah, and therefore, if you have in mind that this should be part of your mitzvah, then it's Bal Tosef also. But if it's not automatic, if you don't, you're just using it as an eged, then it does not blend into the chefsa shel mitzvah, and therefore, it would not be Bal Tosef. If you say lulav tzarach eged, and I don't know if you can have in mind that it shouldn't be part, because then you're nullifying your eged. Your eged has to be part of the chefsa shel mitzvah. Okay, so the Gemara says, "V'amar Rava mina aminala, desiv sikret detik la mina delulvahu." How do I know that all these other parts of the palm can be used, are called min delulav, and therefore you could bind with it according to Rabbi Yehuda? Titanya, because the Brisa says, Basukos teishvu, as the Pasuk says in Emor, Basukos teishvu shivas yamin, you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Remember, we've had a lot of drushes based on that Pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer, if you remember earlier, in the Mesechta, says that Pasuk teaches me you have to have the same sukkah all 7 days. and you got to build it beforehand. You can't build it on Chol HaMoed. Pasukos Teishu Shivas Yamim. We don't hold that way. We say it has to be ro'i for 7 days, but it doesn't have to dafka be lived in. So Pasukos Teishu, Sukkah Shal Kol Davar. Sit in a sukkah made out of anything. Shal Kol Davar, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that it could be made out of anything. The raya that we're going to have for the ikra, the dikla, these items come at the end of the brisa. But first we have the machlokas. Rebbe Meir says you could build your sukkah, meaning you could use for schach, anything you, any growth. As we had before, right? Pesel of the Goren and the Yakif. Anything. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ein Sukkah Noheges Ela Badalan Minim Shebelulav. Unbelievable Shita. Rebbe Yehuda says, you can only use for Schach, Dalad Minim. Dalad Minim, that's it. What, you can use an Esrogim? Is it an Esrog food? Isn't it Makabal Tumah? So you have to say, either it means the branches of the Esrog tree, or maybe an Esrog that are, the Esrogim that are tiny, and they're not Makabal Tumah. Got to figure out something about the Esrog that can be used. The other ones are fine. Lulav Hadassim and Aravos. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Schach have to be same material as Dalad Minim. Right? He has an even tighter connection between the Lulav and the Sukkah. The Arizal is quoted, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Arizal, that there is a minhag of when do we make the bracha on the Lulav and shake the Lulav. So do two different minhagim. Either you do it in the Sukkah, before davening, or some shtibluch have a break after Shabbat Esri, before Halal, they all run out to the sukkah to make the bracha. That's all based on the Arizal. The Arizal says we have to be makasher, the mitzvah of dal and minim, and the mitzvah of sukkah. That's one, you do it out in the sukkah. And others, not in the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah says right before Halal you can make the bracha, and you can do it in shul. But here the Rabbi Yehuda Shita is highlighting that idea of the Arizal, that there's a connection between the two. Not only is there a connection, but the schach have to be made out of the dal minim. V'hadin nosein. And the Rebbe Yehuda continues and says, it's a kal v'chomer. V'hadin nosein. Right, we learned earlier, a couple of blad ago, that anybody could darshan a kal v'chomer. Just the other Yud Gimel Midos need a Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Uma lulav. Obviously, everybody in Chazal, not all of us, we can't make our own kal v'chomers. Uma lulav she'ein noeg b'leilos kibayamim. If lulav, which is not noheg at night, like it is by day, right? The mitzvah of lulav is only by day. Eino noeg ela ba'arbas minim, is only noeg by dal and minim, meaning lulav, which is not as high a standard. Lulav is only by day, and yet it has a high standard and limited to the dal and minim. Sukkah, shenoheges b'leilos kibayamim. Sukkah, which is noheg, which the Gemara is saying is more chamor. Sukkah is 24/7 for a week of sukkahs. So eino din shalotei ela barbas minim. Surely it should have that high standard. If lulav, which is a lower mitzvah, so to speak, it's only during the days of sukkahs, it requires dal and minim. So surely sukkah requires dal and minim, right? Because after all, sukkah also requires growth from the ground. We're not comparing totally apples and oranges. It's also sukkahs. It's also a mitzvah that has to do with items that grow from the ground. So maybe it should be limited to the dal and minim. So the Gemara says, Amrulo, no. What do they say back to Rabbi Yehuda? Called a practical problem. Called, maybe you have a kal v'chomer. But again, remember, kal v'chomer aren't based on misorah. If you have a misorah that you require dal and minim only, okay, fine. But if it's based on a kal v'chomer, it's based on logic, then I have a logic the other way. And that is, kol din sha'ata don tchilasa lahachmir, v'sofa lahakel eino din, any kal v'chomer that would start off as a chumra, but will end up being a major kula, eino din, then it's not a kal v'chomer that you're allowed to darshan. So here, what are you going to say? You're going to say you need dal and minim for your schach. Lo matza arbas minim, yeheyoshi v'batel. What, he's not going to have a dal and minim, so he's going to sit and eat outside the sukkah. Oh, what can I do? I don't have a sukkah. So you're being so machmir. V'tor amr, v'sukkah teishu shivas yamim. Sukkah shall call davar. So how could you limit it? You're just setting up a stumbling block for people. Say, the chachamim to Rabbi Yehuda. You can't limit it so much, or else nobody's going to be able to do the mitzvah. Right? We had this a couple of days ago also. A similar type of idea. That you can't do this to people. Make it so difficult in your drushas. Remember we had this on the daf about the shear of a lulav. Back on Lamed Bezim Abeis. So we didn't know exactly what Rabbi Tarfon meant by saying, ba'ama bas chamisha tfachim. So originally the Gemara thought that meant that you have to have a 5 tefach hadas. And Rava jumps on Rabbi Tarfa and he says, Sharele Lamari, he says, Hashem should forgive him. We can't find even 3 tefach hadasim. You're telling me to get 5? That's impossible. So we got the same type of idea. Chazal can't create a halacha that's impossible and that will lead to problems for Am Yisrael. So here too, so it can't be The Chachamim say back to Rabbi Yehuda, we knock out that Kal Vachomer. And then, continuing, we'll get back to the Kal Vachomer in a minute, but let's just first finish the Braisa, which is the point, why is this brought here? Because of the next line. V'chein be'ezra, Omer. And also in Ezra, we see that you could use non-dalid minim. Tzu hahar ve'heviu, go out, says the pasuk, v'haviu ale zayis v'ale atse shemen, bring me leaves of olive trees and atse shemen v'ale hadas v'ale tmarim v'ale eitz avos la'asos sukos kakasuv. Says the pasuk. You see the pasuk to make sukkahs. They're using non dalin minim, right? Olive trees are not dalin minim. So they say even prove it from the pasuk. What does Rabbi Yehuda answer back to that? The Rabbi Yehuda, what would he answer back to say, how do I understand that pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Hani l'dfanos. No, you got to split up the pasuk. A sukkah has tfanos also. So the non-dalin minim and the pasuk are being used for the walls, and the dalin minim are being used for schach. Hani l'dfanos, ale hadas, va'ale tmarim, va'ale eitz avos, l'schach. But the other part are being used for schach. What's the nekudas ha-machlokas here? Maybe partially what we mentioned before, maybe what's the chefsa shel mitzvah of a sukkah? You know, would the pasuk be telling me about the walls? So maybe the Tanna Kamma is saying that the pasuk wouldn't be telling me about the walls. That's not part of the mitzvah of sukkah. It's telling me about the schach. And it says you could use everything. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even the walls are described in the pasuk. Maybe behind these machlokas tanoim is also that issue that we have discussed. Vitzan, just the last line, misachachim bin nisarim div Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says you could use nisarim, you could use boards which are made out of siv and ikra tadikla. That's the assumption. So Alma, you see, siv ikra tadikla mina delova hushma mina, period. So you see that these parts of the palm tree are also called min of the lulav, to be able to use for schach. These aren't the parts of the lulav they use for netilas lulav to shake with, but they're enough considered mino for the halacha of lulav sarach eged and no bal tosif. So you prove it from the pasuk in Ksuvim. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, going back to the Kal Vachomer. So what was the Kal Vachomer? The suggested Kal Vachomer by Rabbi Yehuda. If lulav, which is only knowing by day, that requires dalin minim, so sukkah, which is day and night, surely requires dalin minim. It has a higher standard. After Rishash, why didn't the Gemara go one step further? If lulav, which is only 1 second of the day, mida'ag ve'nafak ve'y. Right, why does the Gemara even say lulav, which is by day, sukkah, which is, sukkah is 24-7, sukkah is every time I want to eat, I have to eat in the sukkah. Sukkah applies every second. Lulav, once I'm yotzei, I'm finished. Mita agvei nafek bei, once I picked it up, then I was yotzei. So why did the Gemara go one step further? If lulav has dalin minim, with lulav, which is only 1 second of the day, so then I need dalin minim, so surely sukkah. That's the question of the Rishash, and he does not give an answer to that question. I'll read it to you, says the Rishash. L'chora havimatzi l'meimer gamkein, she dalin minim eino ela pamachas bayom, kivadag binafik bay, mashe eikein sukkah. So how do you answer that? Maybe it's based on the Sharm Siyan Balacha says, and one kid suggests, maybe it's based on the Gemara that will happen at Hashem in 4 days from now. The Anshe Yerushalayim. What did the Anshe Yerushalayim do? Mem Aleph Amebeis. The Anshe Yerushalayim. What did it say? Third wide line on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amebeis. Adam Kachayim in Hagan, Shalanshe Yerushalayim. Adam Yotzemi Beiso Lulav Obiyado. Person used to go out of their house carrying the Lulav. And Holech Lebeis HaKnesses, Lulav Obiyado. Kori Kriyashma, Lulav Obiyado. They used to have their lulav in their hands all, Mevakar Cholim, Nicham Avelim. That's when we talk about that, Nicham Avelim on Yantif. So we're going to have to talk about that line in the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem. Great Chiddush, we're going to see. But it's Dachi Yushalayim used to walk around all day. What does that mean? What do you mean? They were Yotzei. The answer is, even though the Chi of Chovas Gavra, the Chi of HaMitzvah is only one moment, but as long, as much as we can take the Dalet Minim, expand on the Mitzvah, so then that's part of the Chi of HaMitzvah. As we distinguished many times, there's a difference between a chiyuv hamitzvah and a kiyum hamitzvah, right? Even if I'm not obligated, if I do it, I'd be still being a kiyum hamitzvah. Women who shake a lulav have no chiyuv to shake a lulav. But when they shake a lulav, they are being mekayim, a mitzvah daraisa, and Ashkenazim say we can even make a bracha on that. Ashkenazim shan up in mitzvah of a tzivanu, because it's called an objective maisa hamitzvah. So maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't say it. Because you're right, the chiyuv is 1 second a day. But if I would take a lulav all day, I'd get the mitzvah. It is a kiyam ha-mitzvah.
Multiple mitzvahs.
Ah, so is it multiple mitzvahs? So if you took it five different times during the day, then you can start talking about multiple mitzvahs. They would put it down when they went to the bathroom. They put it down when they would say Shmon Esrei, right? Because you're not allowed to hold anything when you have when you say Shmon Esrei. But so would they? Right, I mean, what's the language over there? Right? It says Mem Aleph Abayz. It says Kore Kriyashma. It says Mispalel. It says Mispalel there. But I think I once saw a Ha'ara that. Maybe not during Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. But anyway, but if not, you can say even Shmoneh Esrei because it's part of Tefillah. Okay.
Well, why could you just say that the Zman Chiyuv for a Luluv is only during the day?
So, correct. If you say, the Zman Chiyuv is only during the day, that's true. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. But the Rashash's question was that you could even highlight the difference even more, that it's not only during the day at any time, but only one moment of the day. That once you shook it, you finished. And that's even a greater contrast to the mitzvah of Sukkah.
So, but if you're not eating or if you're not sleeping, you don't necessarily have to.
But this mitzvah of sukkah is constant, though. That we're supposed to do everything in the sukkah. Osa sukkah so keva, right? And our beis ori. So everything we do during the day, you're right, should be in the sukkah, right? Lulav, there's no should, right? It's even 1 second. But again, that's the difference between the chiyuv and the kiyum, which again comes up in many contexts, the chiyuv ha-mitzvah and the kiyum. It also relating to your question exactly, and that is whether the Anshei Yerushalayim. Again, we'll talk about this then, but. You asked it, but I'll mention it now. Is that one big ma'aseh mitzvah or minimum? We have many examples where there is a minimal way of doing a mitzvah, and we have the power to expand it, and it's still called the ma'aseh mitzvah. For example, the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam's lashon carefully, in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, the Rambam does not say there's a mitzvah to eat a kezayis matzah on the night of Pesach. He doesn't say that. He says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Once you ate a kezayis, you were yotze. So the Acharonim are medayik. What does that mean? That means that the mitzvah is eating the matzah, period. As much matzah as I eat the night of the Seder, that's part of the mitzvah. Once I ate a kezayis, you're right, I don't have to do any more. But that's it. That's the maximum. But it's not that there's a specific shear. Once I did that, then I am finished. Or the Ramban. And then Tziv bases this on the Ramban. The Ramban holds this idea of expanding mitzvos. The Nitziv uses it to explain the Ramban. The Ramban says, what is the mitzvah of Kriyashma that we do every day and every night of our life? What's the mitzvah? Four opinions of the Rishonim. The Ramban says, Pasuk Rishon. That's the mitzvah d'Oraisa. Everything else is just added on by the rabbis. Pasuk Rishon. Rashi says the first parsha. Tosfos says the first two. And the Rambam says all three parshios. But the Ramban says, it's Ramban actually in Sukkah, in the Melchamas, says, I think it's here, that it is the first Pasuk. The question that is asked on the Ramban is based on a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Brachas says, ask the question, right, in Yonah Diyoma, about can you have a hefsik? Are you allowed to be mafsik in Kriyashma? I need to be mafsik in Kriyashma. Right, the Gemara, if you remember, it talks about Meshiv and Shalom Ebnei HaKoven and Meshiv Ebnei HaYiro, all the different details. So the Gemara there says, are you allowed to be mafsik? Well, if you say the Gemara compares it to Hallel and Megillah, Persume Nisa, Tzibur, right, so that issue. So the Gemara has a question about being mafsik during Kriyashma. Ask the Achronim, what are you talking about being mafsik during Kriyashma? According to the Ramban, the Mitzvah Kriyashma is only the first pasuk. You can't be mafsik in the first pasuk. Everybody agrees to that. Shema Yisrael Shavokeinu, hi. Even if the Melech walks by, right? According to the other Rishonim, you could talk about it between the different psukim, between the different parshios. You could talk about being hafsik, but what's the Hava mean it to say? What's the question of the Gemara? You can be mafsik during Kriyashma. So what you have to say, says the Nitziv, for the Ramban, is that even though the Chi of Mitzvah is only the first Pasuk, if I choose to expand the Mitzvah, if I choose to say the first Parsha and the first two Parshios, though that was only rabbinically mandated, it achieves the status of Kriyashma D'Oraisa. And it expands. I have the power to expand the Mitzvah. So too here, if I shake a lulav, if I walk around all day with a lulav, it could be that it's one big Mitzvah. Could be that it's one bit, and I have chosen to maximize my potential in this mitzvah. So if you say that, so then it's all right. Be the agri nafek bay, but you still have the power to expand it. Okay, we continue. So that was relating to the kal v'chomer. Another ha'ara up here is on the third line where we say, what was the pasuk we quoted? V'chein be'ezra. In Ezra, we say, so two problems with this, or two ha'aras, and that was number one. The Gemara says, V'chein be'Ezra, if you look on the side, Nehemiah Parakhes. Nehemiah Parakhes, that's not Ezra. We have Ezra and Nehemiah's two svarim. So what is this talking about? If you look at the Gilyan Hashas, he says, look what I wrote earlier, Revachin Be'ezra, look what I wrote on the side on Daf Yud Beis earlier. So if you don't remember that Gilyan Hashas, we look back to the Gilyan Hashas earlier on Daf Yud Beis, back in the first parak. There a Pasuk is also quoted from Ezra, and there says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Pasuk Zeh B'Nechemya. V'chein b'Rashi b'Chumash, Dvarim Lamed Beis, v'Dugmaso Matzinu, you find many times that Chazal quote a pasuk from Nehemiah, they call it Ezra. He says, look what it says in Sanhedrin Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. He says that, so you gotta look there. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. If you look in Chelek, the Gemara says towards the bottom, Michdi, Kol Mili de Ezra, Nehemiah ben Chikliya Amrinu. Right, they were two of the great leaders of the time, the beginning of Vaisheni. Right, Purim time. Right, Purim time. After a couple years after the Purim story, when they were able to again build the Beis HaMikdash, and they had started 18 years earlier, and then it was stopped, and then they went back to finish the job, to complete the job, right, a year or two after the Purim story, with Ezra at the helm. Nehemiah Bechaliyah Amrinu, Nehemiah Bechaliyah, my time below Ikri Sifrei Al Shmei, the Gemara says. Why don't we call Nehemiah Nehemiah? Why do we call it Ezra? And in old editions, it was one big sefer. I saw one of these scholars points out that it was only in, I think it was the 1700s, that there was one printing of Ezra and Nehemiah as two separate svarim, and that got into the Megillos Gedolos as two separate svarim. But if you do the counting of the Svarim in Tanakh, the 24 books of Tanakh, Rashi quotes a Kisisa, that there are 24 books in Tanakh, so you gotta have Ezra Nehemiah as one book to get to 24. You gotta have both Shmuel's are one, both Malachim is one, and you have to get it into one. Right, he quotes here in the Ma'oret Hadaf. He quotes, in all ancient manuscripts of Tanakh, Nehemiah is written as a continuation of Ezra. The only exception to this is a manuscript dating back to 1447, in which Nehemiah is presented as a separate sefer. The first printing of Megillos Gedolos in Venice, 5276, was apparently based on this manuscript. The subsequent printings of Megillos Gedolos followed this format, until Nehemiah eventually became known as a separate sefer. However, it's really part of Ezra. That's what Chazal say. Chazal say, you got the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud Daled, which lists off all of the Svarim of Tanakh, and the authors, right, only have Ezra, right, only have this one Kosav Sifro, and Nehemiah's on a separate sefer. So the Gemara here, though, asks, why? Why did Ezra get the credit, and not Nehemiah? Bottom of Tzadi Gimel on the Beis. So they quote, Amr of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Mebnei Shehechzik Tova La'atzmo, Sheneemar Zichro Li Elokai L'tova. Remember me for good. So he asks for, remember me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I won't remember you. Lahavdil, it's like Plony Almoni, right, in the Rus story. I'm not going to do it because my name's going to be forgotten. Okay, we'll name you Plony Almoni, right, if you're so worried about your name. So here too, so Zechrali. So Gemara says, David Nami, Meimer Amar Zachrini Hashem Beretzon Amecha. So David, no, he was asking Barachimim. Okay, there are a couple of suggestions given here. But the Chidah suggests that maybe Hashkacha had it that Lamaisa, we treat Nehemiah as a separate sefer Bizman Hazeh, because maybe there was enough. So okay, there was something he did wrong. So for a certain couple hundred years, it was one sefer. But now Shkocha has it that it's a separate sefer, and therefore we give Nehemiah the kavod of having a separate sefer in Tanakh. Anyway, but that's what it says. Chazal many times say Ezra based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, but the reason that we have it in separate svarim is because of the historical reality. One other ha'ara based on this, and that is, the Gemara never quotes where a pasuk is anyway. Why doesn't the Gemara just say dichsiv or va'omer? V'chein be'ezra hu omer? It sounds like the Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. V'chein be, right, be, u'besarascha kasuv leimar, v'chein be'divrei kachach. What does it even say, Ezra? Bichlal. Just quote the pasuk. V'chein be'ezra omer. Ask the kapos tamarim. Atu lo yadana, the pasuk zeh u'besay for Ezra. What, we don't know Tanakh? Come on. We showed him new Tanakh. So the Efshar. So he says maybe it's based on a different Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Daf Chaf Aleph says that Ezra was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. It was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah could have been given by Ezra if Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't given it first. That's the Gemara. Roi haya Ezra shetinasin Torah al yidei Yisrael il mali lakadmu Moshe. If Moshe hadn't jumped the gun properly, but Ezra was just as great. Ubahach Braisa Ikalametech, and there are two psukim quoted to support this contention that Moshe and Ezra were comparable. And so the Kabbalah Storm here discusses why you needed both. V'yire, de'imikra kama hava amina de'lo shakal hakas of Ezra kamosha el le'inyin ha-Torah el avalo le'inyin pilpul. Fine regarding Torah, there as great. But in terms of darshaning, in terms of being mefalpel in the psukim, so maybe there, you know, they're not on the same level. De Moshe mefalpel gadol haya, as it quotes the Gemara in Nedarim. V'lakach, that's why you need the second pasuk to tell me. Ki Ezra heichel levavo lidrosh lo marsha yagadol b'doro linyan pilpul kamoshe b'doro. He wasn't only as great in terms of objective Torah status, but in terms of the ability to darshan. So he says, that's why it says here, V'chein be'Ezra. Because Ezra, the emphasis, is what darshaning the pasuk to teach me a halacha. Right? About schach. That's what the emphasis is. V'chein be'Ezra, shay shakol kamoshe, v'inyan ha-Torah, v'apilpul, lidrash kal v'chomer, v'afilu achi. And even though he had the power of pilpul, he said, su'u ha-har v'chul, asos sukos kakasuv. Alma, ein lidrash kal v'chomer zeh. He has the power of darshani halacha, and that's what he's saying. This pasuk is going against that kavachomer of Rabbi Yehuda. V'zeo shamar laso sukas ka kasuf. Klomer kipshat ha-kasuf b'mikra, and as he continues. But he said it's based on that Gemara, which compares Ezra to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Now that we have had the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda the Chacham, and what you could use for schach, we continue. Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda Arbaas Minim In Mid Yachrini Lo by the 10th line or so. So does Rabbi Yehuda really limit it? You could only use Dalet Minim for Schach. You can't use bamboo. You can't use other branches. V'yatanya. But didn't we have the brisa earlier back in the first parak? Sicha Ben Isarim Shal Erez Sheyesh Ben Dalet Tvachim Divrekal Psula. Remember we had the sugya of Gzeres Tikra. With the machlokas about how wide your boards are allowed to be. So if you use boards, cedar boards, boards of eretz that are four tefachim wide, everybody agrees that's a problem. Xeris tikra, psula. Ein b'andal tefachim, if they're less than four, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir, machlokas, umode Rabbi Meir, shem yesh bein neser l'neser, kamal l'neser, shem yinich pesel b'nei v'ksheva. But Rabbi Meir would agree that if you put kosher schach in between pesel, that is okay. But what do you see from the discussion? Eretz. Erez is cedar. Pashtus Erez is not one of the Dalaminim. And you see there, Rabbi Yehuda would allow it as long as it's not so wide. Kasha, I thought Rabbi Yehuda only allows Dalaminim. Answers the Gemara, my Erez, Hadas. No, Erez also is referring to Hadasim. Kedrava Barafuna, Damarava Barafuna, Amri Beirav, Asara Mini Arazim Hain. There are 10 types of cedars. Shenemar, attained by Midbar, Erez, Shita, Vahadas, Vachulu. Okay, so the pasuk, when it talks about erez in the first parak, is referring to a type of hadas. Good. Rabbi Meir Omer Afilu b'Meshicha v'chulu. Rabbi Meir says that you're allowed to use even any type of string. Tanya. Omer Rabbi Meir, the Brisa repeats the conversation of the Mishnah. Maisa b'Yikir Yerushalayim. Shoya Ogden as Lulveyim b'Gimin Yoshals of the Yakire, the Mechubadim of Yerushalayim, used to bind their lulavs with golden wrappings. Omru lo misham raya, but mino ayodunos milamata. No, underneath they would bind it with real minim. An important Rashi here. This Rashi could have been on the Mishnah. Rashi says nimsa eged ha'elyon lenoi ba'alma velo lahachshir mitzvah. So it comes out. It says Rabbi Yehuda, the gold is just for show, for noi, but it's not for part of the mitzvah. Lefichach eina tosefes la'avar abal tosef. Because it's not part of the mitzvah, not part of the chefsa shal mitzvah, it's just there for noi, so it is not a problem of bal tosef, period. Now we have a couple of statements in the name of Rabbah. Amar lehu Rabbah lahanu demagadle hoshana debei reish galusa. Rabbah said to those people who used to put the lulavs together, used to bind them together, right? Used to put the egget around them. Ki gadzlisu hoshana debei reish galusa. When you put the lulav and the hadas and the rabbis together, shairi be beis yad, leave a space where the holder can hold on to the dalan minim, not to hold just the eged. Leave space where they can put their hands to hold the actual dalan minim. Ki hechi dolotev chatzitza, so that it is no chatzitza there. Rashi says this is according to the rabbanan who hold lulav ein sarech eged. So the eged is not in ikar part of the chefsa. So lechadchila you need it for beauty, right? We said before, zekeli v'yanveyu, put them all together, but it's a chatzitza, it's not part of the mitzvah, and you have to directly hold the mitzvah in your hands. So that's what Rashi says, that even according to the Rabbanan, ain't sarach eged, you have to make sure to hold the lulav without any separate element. Or Tosva says maybe even according to Yehuda, you'd say min b'mino is chotzeitz. Okay, Rava Amar, we'll go with Rashi Pshat. Rava Amar, don't worry about it. Kala naoso eino chotzeitz. Anything that's for noi, like Rashi just says, Rashi said there's no issue about Tosif. The Gemara here is saying there's no issue of chatzitza. If it's there for beauty, so then don't worry about it. There's no problem of chatzitza. Kala naoso eino chotzeitz. The Achronim discuss. The Achronim discuss. If you look in the Bach and the Beis Yosef, well, it starts with the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes a Sefer Aguda. Right? So Lamaisa, do we have to, like, are you allowed to shake a lulav with gloves on? Right? Is there an issue of chatzitza? Chatzitza comes up in many areas of halacha. It comes up, Ave, Hilchas Atilos Yadayim, and Hilchas Tevila. What about right here? Hilchas Avoda by the Kohanim. Set right here by Lulav. Says the Aguda, quoted in the Beis Yosef. Davar Achotzeitz bein lulav ubein ayad. You should make sure there's no chatzitza. Vilakach mesirid tzitzios v'tfilin min hayad. What's tfilin achalamoid? Right? Tzitzios v'tfilin min hayad v'noshim tabosehem. And let's see, a woman shakes a lulav, says the Aguda. She's got to take off her rings. Aval nira li, that's the Aguda. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't think you have to worry about it. Aval nira li, no. The mishamachi ain't zrichan lasiran. The dafka hecha de kara kule yadei. The Beis Yosef says you don't have to take it off. Why? That's only on a tiny part of the hand. It's not a tiny drop of the finger. Don't worry about it. Tiny drop of the finger. Don't worry about the ring. Don't worry about a band-aid. Let's say somebody has a band-aid. To worry about that? Says the Beis Yosef, don't worry about it because it's only a... So it sounds like that it is a chatzitza, but it's because it's only a little part of the hand. Don't worry. Says the Darkei Moshe, quoting the Maharil, Shohaya Meser HaTfilin Mishum Chatzitza. The Ramallah Shitaso, about Tfilin HaChalamoid. Right? Not against the Zohar, who says no Tfilin HaChalamoid. But the Darkei Moshe says yes, like the Ramah says in Arachayim, says, Shemeser Tfilin Mishum Chatzitza. The Bach right here says, our Gemara says, Kolina Oso Eno Chotzeitz. The ring is Lanoi. Right? If it's Lanoi, you don't have to worry about it. And therefore, maybe you would say it's not a problem. He says, "V'lomash b'hachi besugya." I'm sorry. He said that was one of the other achronim. Yeah, he says the opposite. Only if it's noy lulav is it not a problem. But here it's noy you. Your ring is a noy of you, and therefore it could be a problem. Says the Bach. Lo shari rabe elamishum toha egev the lulav lana osohu. V'kol lana oso ena chotzeitz. Alma kol davar she ena lana oso. V'gam ena mimino kehi de titzis v'tilan v'tabos. Ava gav de miksasen below chatzitza kehi de egev the lulav yesh b'mishum chatzitza. Anyway, lamaisas, this is the discussion in the achronim. What do we hold? You have to be careful if somebody wears tefillin a chalamoid. They have to be worried about taking it off. So, Tav Reish Nun Aleph. Tav Reish Nun Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch. Tav Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Zayin. It is. Im Asa Beis Yad V'Nasam Bo'alula V'Nutalo Shaper Dami. If you make a nice handle, we'll get to this in the next line of the Gemara, and you, meaning if you're able to hold a lulav in a proper way. Actually, you know what? Let's wait to do the next line of the Gemara before we do this Shulchan Aruch. Let's read the next line for a minute. V'yama Rabba, lo linkit inish hoshana besudra. Do not hold the hoshana in a handkerchief. De be'ina l'kicha tama v'leka. Because you need a complete l'kicha, and this is not. You're holding it in a scarf. There's a hefsik. V'rava amar l'kicha yidei davar acher shma l'kicha. Rabba says, no. If you hold it al yidei davar acher, it is still called a l'kicha. And Tosas quotes here, other Gemaras, is a scarf a hefsik? Is it not a hefsik? And Tosva says, well, it depends the type of hefsik. If it's a hefsik that's made to help you, like it's a base yad, it's meant to make it easier to hold the lulav with the contraption that you put on it, that's not a hefsik. Because that's meant to be there. If it's something that's not supposed to be there, it's a separate, garment that you have in between, so then that's not considered a l'kicha tama. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now we go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Im asa beis yad v'nasan bo aluluv v'natalo shaper dami to l'kicha yedidavar acher shma l'kicha uvilvashi yehei derech kavod. As long as it's derech kavod, it's part of what's supposed to be there. Avalam eino derech kavod, but if not, go to nasan lulav b'kli unatalo lo yatsa. If you put it in a kli and you start shaking the lulav, v'inkarach alav sudar unatalo, if you wrap the sudar, yesh omrim de lo yatsa. That's the Shulchan Aruch, because the Suda doesn't belong there. Rama, v'nagu lahachmir lahasir hatfilin v'tabos miyadam. Quoting that Aguda, the minog is to remove any rings or tfilin. Is this a right that men might have worn rings? Some of women, tabos miyadam. Signet rings, you don't have to go so far. What about Achashverosh? Right? Medina ain lachush. Howel the ain kolayan machusa bahan. But the Ramah says Medina, don't have to worry about it, quoting the Beis Yosef. There's a tiny drop on your hand. Don't worry about it. Good. This is the Shulchan Aruch. There is just related to this. The Ritva says here, keep in mind there's two issues. There's chatzitza and there's lakicha tama. Chatzicha might even be a little bit. Lakicha tama means if you have a lakicha tama, a little bit is not going to ruin your lakicha tama. But he says, delo is a very important line. Because we only pasul chatzitza with a real chatzitza issue when there's a pasuk to teach you about chatzitza. Like mikvah. Like tfilin. But here, there's no pasuk teaching you about chatzitza, so it's just an issue of lakicha tama, really. Even though the Gemara uses the lashon. So in the footnotes, he talks all about, there's a major issue, not for now, and that is tefillin. There's an issue of chatzitza by tefillin. That's by the shel yad. Is there also an issue of chatzitza by tefillin by the shel rosh? Is there an issue? The Gemara says that you have to, tefillin shel rosh have to be seen. So summary machlof is rishonim. Some Rishonim say there is no issue of chatzitza, meaning if there is a chatzitza between my tefillin and my head. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. Is a toupee considered a chatzitza? We're machmer to assume, like the Rishonim, that there's not only an issue of chatzitza by tefillin shel yad, meaning I have to make sure that my sleeve is not under my tefillin box. Right? I have to make sure of that, because the tefillin has to be directly on my body. But, or a cast. Can have a cast, or else it's not cool putting on tefillin if the box is not on my skin. But tefillin shel rosh, that's a machlokas rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch is machmir to assume that way. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. What about a toupee? And he's machmir. He says that it is a problem. And therefore, a man, if he's embarrassed, should put on tefillin at home with a bracha without the toupee. And then he can go to shul and put it on and do it without a bracha. Right? That's the ritva here. We're talking about chatzitza by tefillin. Is that only by shel yad or even by shel rosh? Okay, that's a big topic. But we have a lot of sukkah to do here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Amar Rava, five lines up. Mina amina la delakicha de debarachash malakicha. So how do I know what Rava just said? That lakicha, non-direct lakicha, is still called a maisa lakicha, and it works for lulav, ditzan. So we go to two other halachic contexts. Ditzan. First we have the Mishnah in Maseches Para. We know for Para we have to take water and mix it, right, mayim chayim, and we have to mix it with the ashes of the paraduma. What if the water is being transported? Ezov katsar misafko b'chut. So what happens if you're transporting it in what we might call a tube, and then you stick an ezov down into the tube, and you try to draw it out, and then put it where it is supposed to go. Rashi explains the exact process. You're moving the mechatas from one city to another city in a tube, a reed tube, and you put the ezov in, and then you're going to sprinkle it onto the person. What if the ezov is not long enough? So you could extend it, you could elongate it with a different material. That's what it's talking about here. Ezov katzar, if it's too short to stick into the tube, misafko b'chut, you can make it longer with a string. Ubikush v'tovel, and then b'tovel, then dip it into the mechatas in the tube. Uma'ale, and then bring it out. V'oches be'ezov uma'ale. And then hold on to the ezov. You can't hold on to the chut when you sprinkle. You have to hold on to the actual ezov, and then sprinkle it. Says the Gemara, amai. Vilakach v'tovel amarachmana. It says vilakach v'tovel. Right, you take the ezov and your tovel. So don't you need right the lakicha also with an ezov? And here you're using the string to extend. That's what you're holding. Elalav shvamina lakicha d'davarachas malakicha. So you see, vilakach could even be with not the exact chefsa that is required. So the Gemara says, no, me mai. Shdomo shani hasam. Keep it the chibrei kagufei dami. Maybe that's different. You made it into one long unit. You extended the ezov. That's why that's okay. That's not davar acher, right? It's batel to the ezov. So that's not a raya. So the Gemara says another raya. Elamei hacha. Maybe from the earlier parak in Para. Nafal mishvoferes l'shokes pasel. We know they have to actively put the water into the pail in order to create the mayim chayim. What if you didn't, but it fell in by itself? You didn't actively put the water in. It fell in. Nafal mishvel feres l'shokes pasul. It's pasul. If it fell in, like you tripped and some of the water fell in. But mashma hahi pilo hu kasher. Mashma that if it didn't fall in, but you turned the kli actively, kasher, even though you didn't touch the water. Same type of question. Fine. So that is the Araya. Okay, now we have a couple of other important statements of Rabbah regarding the issue of Lulav. There are just Chatzitza comes up in other areas. I just saw in the Rishima Shirim, they quoted Maisa Babrisk. Maisa Babrisk. There was a story that a man wanted to give his wife a get and she didn't want it. She didn't want to take it. So he put it in an envelope and left it on the table. And she says, honey, there's a letter for you here. She picks up the letter and she opens the letter and he says, oh, harizekitech. And he goes, so the question was that a good get? And there were a couple of questions. Number one, is that considered what's called tligitech mi'agabe karka? There wasn't a maisa nesina there. Number two, chatzitza. It was in the envelope. So is that called a nesina? Nesina saget, even if you want to say it's called a nesina, because she has it and it was because of him. So that's the discussion here in the Rishima Shira. V'yamar Rava, lo ladutz inish lulva boshana. A person should not, what many of us do, we should be careful about this, but really, based on the holders, it probably is not such a problem, but the Rava says, don't stick the lulav in between the adasim and the aravos after the adasim and the aravos are already together. Why? The Dilma Natri Tarfi Vavichatitza. Because maybe some of the leaves will fall off, they won't be attached anymore, and that will be a separation between the Dal and Minim. That will be a chatitza. Or you can't have any chatitza within this eged. For Rava Amar Min Bamino and a chotit. Rava says, don't worry about it. A couple of leaves fall off, it's still Min Bamino, and it is not a chatitza. Fine. The Amar Rava, next suggestion, advice. Lo legas inish lulva bahoshana demishtairi hutza vahavi chatitza. Same thing, a person should not, let's say your lulav is too long. You're going to cut the bottom of your lulav, a little too long. Shouldn't do that while it's already in. Because there's a chance when you cut it from the bottom, that it'll end up having a loose leaf of the lulav that still remains in. And it'll be a chatzitza. V'rava amar again, min b'mino eino chotzeitz. Okay, those don't come up so often. V'yama rabba, next. Hada shal mitzvah. Important halachas. Aser l'ariechbo. Are you allowed to smell the dal minim? Hada shal mitzvah. Aser lahariyachbo, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch will say it too. Says the Gemara, it's aser lahariyachbo. Esrog shal mitzvah, mutar lahariyachbo. But an esrog shal mitzvah, you can. My time, a why? Hadas de la recha koi. A hadas, which inherently is made to be a spice. Hadasim, so it's lahariyach koi. So ki aksi me recha aksi. So when it is a hadas shal mitzvah, so it's aser bahana. What is the first and most important primary Hana of a hadas, smelling it. So that's what we could assume you were moxa it from, and that's aser. Esrog de la achila koi, in esro, which is mostly for eating, ki akse mi achila akse, and therefore smelling it, me ikaradin, is not a problem. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Taf, Reish, Nun, Gimel. Shulchan Aruch talks about Lamaisa. Lamaisa, could you smell your esrog? Could you smell your lulav? It's a separate question we're not going to get into now. This is Machlok and Nuchas Brachas. What bracha do you make on smelling an Esrog? Right? And is there a different bracha on smelling an Esrog on Sukkos? And smelling an Esrog the rest of the year? That's a big shaila. But anyway, so it says the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph Hada Shol Mitzvah Asur L'Ariechbo Aval Esrog Shol Mitzvah Mutar L'Ariechbo Min Hadin Me'ikar Hadin, you could smell your esrog, Ella, Lafisha Nechlaku, im Varchan, Allah im Lav, but because there's a machlokas, in the Rishonim, the Torah quotes a machlokas here, whether you should make a bracha on the esrog, Yesh Limnoa Milahariachbo. One should not smell their esrog on, says the Shulchan Aruch. This is, the Mishnah Berurah points out, B'Sha'as HaMitzvah. B'Sha'as HaMitzvah shouldn't be smelled. Aval kodem or acher kach l'ariechbo l'kulei alma yachol l'varech. He quotes from the Magen Avram that if it's not B'Sha'as HaMitzvah, then it's okay. But then he says the Yesh Omrim, quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, the Yesh Lamnoah kol shivas hayamim. Okay, but either way, there is Yesh Mi'amal Lismoch, A, Esrog Bechlal, the day in the Shulchan Aruch, but B, if it's not B'Sha'as HaMitzvah, not B'Sha'as HaMitzvah. Right, that's in terms of smelling it. Not on Sukkos, obviously, but this is because it's the issue is one of Aser Behana. What happens if the Eslachashuke Chemet, if I made a bracha on the Hadas, and then somebody said, no, you can't smell it! So then what do you do? One of the old Barmini Basamim stops. So this is it. He says, this is the question that's always this. You make a bracha on something, and then you realize it's treif. You make a bracha on ice cream, then you realize you're fleishik. Right, all of these questions. So, what do you do? So, each one has to be discussed in its own context. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Yamar Rabba, Hadas b'mechubar mutal hariach bo, Esrog b'mechubar asal hariach bo. This is no longer on Sukkos, right? On Shabbos, right? Are you allowed to go over to a Hadas that's attached to the ground and spell it? Yes. Esrog, you cannot. Why? My time, hadas de la hariach koi, a hadas which is meant for smelling, isharis le loas le migze, you're not going to come and cut it. Are you allowed to go and smell flowers on Shabbos that are attached to the ground? The answer is yes. Why? Because flowers are meant for smelling, so why would you cut them? You could smell it just as well now while they're attached as compared to when they're not attached. Esrog de la achila koi, but an esrog which is mostly meant for eating, but it also has a nice smell, isharis le loas le migze. If you are allowed to smell it, you might come to cut it, and therefore we don't allow you to smell an esrog. Very crucial Rashi here, much discussed in the Hilchos Shabbos Svarim. What is the worry here? If you're allowed to smell an esrog, you might come to cut it. Rashi says, cut it means you might come to take a bite out of it, as is. And Rashi says, Ein lecha toleish gadol mizeh. Wow, there is no greater detaching on Shabbos as this, taking a bite out of the esrog. Ask all the achronim. That's a shinui. You don't cut things from the tree by biting into them. What is Rashi talking about? Oh, we're worried even if you cut it, fine. If you bite it? So the Magen Avraham, when he quotes Rashi, he says Rashi really means Darabana. It doesn't mean Daraisa. It doesn't sound that way from Rashi. Rashi says that even if you're Ochlo b'mechubar, ein lecha tolish gadol mizeh. So says the Egle Tal in Hilchos Kotzer, says the Sacha Shaver, when in terms of biting something that's growing from the ground, it depends why you're doing it. If I bite something directly from the ground because I want to do it in an unusual way, then that's called a shinui. And that's an issa d'rabbanan on Shabbos. But if I'm doing it normally because I'm so excited and I love this fruit and I'm like, oh, this is delicious, and I can't hold myself back and I'm doing it all normally, that's not going to be a shinui on Shabbos. That's normal behavior for somebody who's overcome with passion for this fruit. Right, so it depends why. Shinui is not objective, says the Egle Tal. It depends why you're doing something. Period. V'yamar Rabba, lulav yamin v'esrog b'smol. As we discussed earlier, the lulav is in the right hand and the esrog is in the left hand. My taima hani tlasa mitzvah v'hada chaychada mitzvah. Because the lulav is three parts of the mitzvah and the esrog is one part of the mitzvah. Why do we only say the bracha of al natilas lulav? Why not al natilas dalet minim? We say lulav. Because literally it is higher than all the others. What does that mean? What do you mean higher? Just hold the esrog up high. And it could be higher. And it means its type. Doesn't mean how you hold it. Its type is higher. Doesn't mean it's more chashuv. Just means it's gavoa, and therefore for the mice and the tila, that is what is required. Good. What about a lefty? What does a lefty do? So that's a machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah. Machlokas b'chaber in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Taf Reish Nun Aleph Siv Gimel Iter Yad No Tel B'Yamin Kol Adam the Esrog B'Smol Kol Adam the Davar the Basar Yamin B'Smol the Alma Azlina V'Labas Yamin B'Smol D'Day. Shulchan Aruch says lefty does not change. Lefty takes the lulav in his right hand and the esrog in his left hand, just like everybody else. Just like all right, everybody else. I want to be politically correct. Just like all righties in life, you know, lefty does the same exact thing. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch must hold that this idea of righty-lefty has nothing to do with stronger hand. It has to do with chashivus of the right. And therefore, the lulav is in the right and the esrog is in the left. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim, Dazlina Basa Yamin Didei. You go after his right and you switch it. I have a friend who's a rabbi in an American Jewish community, and he's a lefty. And every Sukkot, when he gets up right before the first day of Sukkot, a lulav, and he says, "I just want to announce again, don't do what I do," because usually you look at the rabbi and you copy. So he says, "No, don't do what I do. I'm holding it in the opposite way." And that's why the Ramah. The Ramah quotes that a lefty switches it. That is the custom of Ashkenazim. Let's just do the Mishnah. So now we spoke about how do you put the dalet minim together. Where do you shake? Behodu Lashem tchilo basof. By Hodu, right, the beginning, the in Hallel. Hodu Lashem kidovkin abraso, and then the Hodu at the end. Uban Hashem oshiyana. Divrei Beis Hillel, Ubeishamay Omrim, Af Ba'ana Hashem Atzlichana. Also there. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Tzova Yisib, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Shekala Amay Menanim, Eskulveyen, they were all shaken the Ubos, Tehem Lo Nienu, Ela Ba'ana Hashem Oshiyana. And I saw they only did Oshiyana just like Beis Hillel. The Kapos Tamarim here notes, says, what's the Tzofeh HaYisi I saw? What is that adding? So says the Kapos Tamarim. They saw, he says, they weren't looking at what everybody else in the shul was doing. If the two greatest rabbis of the generation were doing one thing, even if everybody else was doing the other thing, everybody else is wrong. That's what he's emphasizing. So I saw that they followed Beis Hillel. Meaning that's the emphasis. Sofa HaYisi, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, they're the ones that determine. Right, they're the ones that determine what's right because they are the Gedolei Hadar. This is the Menanim in the time of Hallel. So again, we'll see tomorrow, B'ez Hashem. We'll talk a little bit more about when the Iker time of shaking is. Is it in terms of the? Is it by Hallel? Is it earlier? We mentioned the Arizal earlier as well. So there are a number of points to talk about relating to the Nanuim. Okay, we'll have to B'ez Hashem come back to that.